With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is pledging to get tough with lawbreakers in Washington, D.C., and to evict homeless people from the nation's capital.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor says there is no current spike in crime in the city, but the president disagrees, and he's vowing to crack down on criminals. He's already ordered an increased federal law enforcement presence in D.C. this week. On Sunday, he wrote online that he wants to move the homeless out of Washington immediately and move them far from the Capitol. He's scheduled to hold a press conference on Monday to discuss the matter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is defending a new military offensive in Gaza. It's even more intense than previously advertised.
The Prime Minister declared Sunday in the face of growing condemnation that Israel has, quote, no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Netanyahu said the security cabinet last week instructed the dismantling of Hamas's strongholds not only in Gaza City, but also in the central camps and Muwasi. Netanyahu spoke to foreign media just before an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, saying, quote, our goal is not to occupy Gaza, our goal is to free Gaza. The sprawling camps were not part of Israel's announcement Friday. Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with U.S. President Donald Trump about the plan and thanked him for his support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Parts of the Midwest could see more rain today after weekend storms blamed for at least one death and many high water rescues. Wisconsin especially hard hit, with Milwaukee really getting slammed. And while the Midwest deals with flooding caused by more than a foot of rain, more than three dozen wildfires continue to rage across at least eight western states, including California. No word yet on the cause of a deadly weekend house fire in Waldorf, Maryland. Six people, two adults and four children, were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 92 points higher. This is SRN News. Who pays for the United Nations?
You do, actually. We all do. President Trump and a lot of other Americans don't like the fact that the U.S. is bankrolling an organization that seems obsessed with promoting abortion, the LGBT lifestyle, and bashing America. Critics say we're just paying our fair share. But now the Pew Research Center has broken down the U.N. budget and reveals that this country pays more than anybody else, including China, which has a much bigger population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Sunday streets of the Borough of Churches still vibrate with gospel chords. Many of Brooklyn's storied black churches are shrinking. Music leaders at such historic congregations as Concord Baptist and Bedford Central Presbyterian say online worship, shrinking music programs, and falling membership are eroding their ranks. According to research published by COVIDReligionResearch.org, black Protestants attended church on Zoom more than other denominations during the pandemic. Texas Republicans trying to reconvene the state legislature to vote on redrawing congressional maps in their party's favor.
This comes after Democratic lawmakers left the state last week, denying Republicans a quorum they need to proceed. Republicans are trying to redraw five U.S. House districts at President Donald Trump's urging. The president is looking for ways to bolster the chance that the GOP will keep control of Congress in the 2026 elections. Democratic-controlled states, including California and New York, are threatening their own redistricting moves in response. When pressed about blue states' threats to retaliate, Governor Greg Abbott argued that many had already squeezed the juice out of their gerrymandering and would be hard-pressed to push it further. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Delta Airlines says one of its planes clipped another aircraft while pushing back from the gate in Atlanta. The airline says the wing of the plane reportedly made contact with an empty aircraft. The flight was scheduled to travel from Atlanta to Guatemala City, according to FlightAware.com. More details at SRNNews.com.